South Aucklanders are fearful a new police initiative aimed at making their community safer, which will see armed officers patrolling the streets, will achieve the exact opposite. Marked police vehicles carrying armed officers will start routinely patrolling counties Manukau, Waikato and Canterbury this month as part of a six-month trial. It's the result of what the Police Commissioner Mike Bush describes as a changing environment for his officers, particularly following the Christchurch mosque shootings. But he's adamant it does not mark the start of routinely armed officers nationwide. Our reporter Katie Scotcher and camera operator Patrice Allen report.
The new armed response teams will be based in counties Manukau, Waikato and Canterbury as the districts with the highest number of firearms seized, located and surrendered. At least three trained armed officers dressed in standard blue police uniforms will be operating out of special marked police vehicles. They'll be patrolling the streets 7 days a week, most hours of the day, and will focus on firearm and weapon-related call-outs. The police say the initiative will make communities safer. But in South Auckland, Courtney Waiterehu says it will do the opposite.
The policeman is just a person at the end of the day, and he might be having a bad day. Yeah, and we don't want anyone having a bad day with a firearm. No.
Janice Price would like to see the police using other forms of protection.
I'd possibly be better off with tasers and all that sort of thing. I do think the police need to be protecting themselves, but I certainly don't like the thought of, like in America, where I think really the police are running scared, and that's an awful thing.
In Waikato, Andrew McGivern, a former policeman and president of Waikato Federated Farmers, says the trial is a good thing for both farmers and the police.
Rural communities seem to be getting more and more of these incidents due to methamphetamine cooking and stuff like that, because we're isolated and it's easy enough for that to happen out there. So if that can help the response times, because AOS can take up to an hour to assemble and get out there, it's good from a farmer point of view, but also probably good from a police point of view.
Police Commissioner Mike Bush says they have been reviewing how they operate in the wake of the Christchurch mosque shootings. He says officers have responded to more than 1,300 reported firearm incidents since the March attacks.
On 180 occasions since March 15, firearms have been presented to members of the public or police. On 17 occasions since March 15, those firearms have been presented at police officers. And over half, 8 occasions since March 15, police officers have been fired upon.
He says the number of firearm-related call-outs is rising, and this trial should address that.
The operating environment has changed over the last few years, and particularly after March 15 in Christchurch. The operating environment for our people and our deployment to that must be in a way that we ensure that we do everything to keep our police officers safe, so in turn they can keep the community safe.
But Mike Bush is adamant the trial does not mark the start of routinely armed officers.
This complements our current operating model. As people know, we've been very open about the fact that all of our frontline staff are well trained and well equipped and have immediate access to tactical options, which include firearms.
The Police Minister, Stuart Nash, shares a similar message.
This is not about general arming. This is about specialised squads of men and women who have a unique set of skills that allow them to respond in a way that they haven't been able to date.
The trial will start at the end of the month and will run for 6 months. The police will then seek feedback before deciding whether the armed response teams should be rolled out nationally. I tamaki makaurau mō te hōtaka o te ahiahi nei. Ko Katie Scott, Churaho.